Of course he's right. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Here's Steve.
The Steve Gruber Show continues. Good to have you along for the conversation. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you're looking for a safe space, this ain't it. We have real conversations here, and if you disagree with me, that's fine. Sometimes you will agree, sometimes you won't. Yeah, but if you're looking for a rubber stamp for the whole world about you, you're not going to get it here either. We call them as we see them. Balls and strikes, diamonds and spades, we call them all. My next guest here is a young man, a 20-year-old conservative. First of all, that's a little bit more rare. Not terribly rare, but a little bit more rare than maybe the more mainstream of America today with a lot of left-of-center young people. But he's a 20-year-old conservative filmmaker, and he has his first full-length feature out now. Premieres coming up on the 27th of October. It'll premiere in Howl, the new film, How to Kill 14 People Without Saying a Word. Nick Stumphauser is here. Nick, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve. I appreciate it.
All right, so first of all, let's talk about your background a little bit, because in this day and age, we know that there are a lot of young people, at least we're told this, that are very left of center. You know, they're involved with Antifa, and they have safe spaces and Plato and all of that sort of stuff. You are a conservative. I don't think you need safe spaces in Plato. How did you get where you are?
Well, I was raised by a good Catholic family as a conservative Republican, but I really made it my own over the course of my high school career and involved myself in politics, and then eventually wrote a pretty profound speech for my forensics class senior year that got interest by Milo Yiannopoulos, and found myself on Berkeley's campus on February 1st when Antifa decided to burn down the entire Sproul Plaza, and it was that night that I sort of got steeled in my beliefs and decided to make this film.
Isn't it fascinating that Antifa burns down the plaza in the name of the freedom of speech? I mean, really? The anti-fascists can't even spell the word fascist because they don't know what it means, because by their very behavior, by the very definition, they themselves are the fascists, aren't they?
Yeah, on the steps of Martin Luther King Boulevard in Sproul Plaza in Berkeley, California, the home of the free speech movement, I watched people in black bloc burning down and destroying this campus in the name of, well, I couldn't even tell you what it was in the name of, but it was fascism. That's what it was.
In the name of left, hard left liberalism, which we don't even know what that means. In the name of Venezuela, in the name of Cuba, whatever it may be, at any rate. And so what did you find along the way? Tell me about some of the places you went. Nick Stumphauser here, 20-year-old conservative filmmaker. You mentioned you've been making films for 11 years. That would have made you 9 years old when you started, Nick.
Yeah, maybe even younger. You know, a lot of the time when I was younger, I would just have a small point-and-shoot camera cutting stuff together in Windows Movie Maker, and the passion grew as I grew up. So, yeah, I discovered with this film that the answer to that question is that America is in a very strange place now, and we haven't been in this place, I don't think, in our entire history, and history buffs can discuss this with me, but I think we're in a place right now where the left is no longer this diplomatic other side of the partisan coin. You know, we aren't on a Capitol Hill both fighting for what we think is best for America. The left today is the totalitarian ideology, that the fabric of the philosophy that killed 120 million people in the 20th century. It is the ideology of Mao's China, of Pol Pot, of Soviet Russia. It is not America. They are trying to make America not America anymore.
How did we get here? I mean, you're a young man, and you've been through the educational system that, you know, more recently, as far as primary education goes, than I have, obviously. How do you think we got here? Why are we at this place where the people that used to defend the freedom of speech abhor it now? The people that believed that freedom of religion was foundational, which it is to America, attack Christians now. Well, how did the left become so bastardized and perverted that we ended up in this place?
Well, the left today isn't the left that, you know, the generations prior to now grew up with. So this starts in the universities, where the classical liberal ideologies, the classical democratic ideologies that you may have seen in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, have been hijacked by the same people who were in a little-known group called the Weather Underground, which I'm sure you and a lot of other people are familiar with.
Sure.
And so this is a 50-year plan put in place by Marxist socialist radicals into the universities, where they took over the humanities. They rose to the top. They became the tenured faculty. They became the administration. And so they got to control the hiring and firing. They got to control what is taught in these universities. And if you don't believe me, just look at the Board of Education and look at the percentage of teachers who subscribe to a leftist and socialist ideology.
Absolutely.
Look at what they're preaching. And so this isn't your typical classical liberal, like, yeah, civil rights, this is important. You know, this is the idea of destroying capitalism, and it's being instantiated in our schools. I was just on University of Michigan's campus last week, and I'm walking across the Diag, and a giant banner right in the Diag says, "Capitalism has failed, join socialism." They're not even hiding it.
They're not hiding it.
An illusion. They
attack America. The only way we fight back is we fight back at the ballot box and so on and so forth. And you see all the violence directed at Republicans and conservatives around this country, actual violence, people getting gunned down at baseball games and so forth. Nick, I applaud you for doing the movie, Nick Stumphauser. The movie, real quickly, where can they find out more? Give me a website or someplace where they can find out more and figure out where to see this film.
So if your listeners want to come support this film and take back the streets from the left, yeah. They're going to go to howtokill14people.com. That's the number 14. And you're going to get a ticket for Saturday, October 27th at 1 p.m. at the Historic Hall of Theater.
howtokill14people.com.
Yes, sir.
And Nick, again, I applaud your efforts. Good work, and thank you for taking the time to be here.
Really appreciate it, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, but everybody, Nick Stumphauser, howtokill14people.com. Go check it out. Support this young conservative. Support America. And don't sit there idly. Don't sit there without saying a word. It's the Steve Gruber Show.